Blog Talk Radio. ForRadio.com.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mapson, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on ForRadio.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Need tickets to the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo this December? Boyd Gaming's got them. They offer room and ticket packages that include transportation to and from the rodeo. Visit www.boydgaming.com/NFR. Boyd Gaming is riding for the brand.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, Tamara's Table with Miss Georgia Ambassador Tamara Savino. Take it away, Tamara.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Maria. How are you?
I am good. Welcome back. For Radio has missed you, and we're excited for this show.
Well, thank you so much, Maria. I am so glad to be back. I took a little break. As many of you know or don't know, my mom had a very rare melanoma cancer, and she had a very intense surgery, and she is recovering nicely, and we have a praise report today I want to share with all of my listeners. You know, God is so great all the time, and His miracles never cease to amaze me. Our mom is in recovery, and she has stopped all of her cancer treatment, and she has shown on her MRI reports there is no other signs of cancer traced. And so, Maria, it's just amazing. I just want to start the show by telling everyone this praise report. I'm so pleased, and we are just so very glad to be able to share with the Four Radio family that God is the miraculous healer. He's here for all of us. And tonight,
amen,
we want to share with
amen. I just
thank
want to say amen,
so
amen, because it is your platform and it is so close to your heart just as it is mine, because my father is also walking through it. So thank you so
mm-hmm.
much, and thank you so much for using your voice to be able to raise awareness and promote education.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, it's my pleasure, really, because, you know, as many of you have heard on my previous shows, or if you're a new listener, you're hearing for the first time, I did grow up in a household, you know, where my mom had passed away from colon cancer, and my stepmother helped raise me from the time I was a preteen up through my grown years, and she just did an amazing job helping my dad, who was a single dad, you know, raise me to be the woman that I've become today. So I feel like a lot of the better parts of me, you know, come from a lot of the things that she, of course, taught and shared with me during those very special years. I'd like to go ahead and move into the show now. Tonight, we're going to share with you about God and what's in a name, okay? Glorifying God's name in our daily lives is so important, and I want to share with our listeners about how Jesus the Lord is the name above all names. And, you know, in Philippians 2:9, Maria, it says that therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above all names. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people have ever existed in the world? How many people still are here on earth? We are all given a name. When we are born, we're giving a place in this life. And God gave his only son, who is Jesus Christ, the highest name above all names that ever lived. I mean, we're talking about from the beginning of time until eternity. not even just till today or tomorrow, but for eternity. So I'd like to share that, you know, Tamara's Table is here for you. This show isn't about Ms. Jordan Ambassador for Cancer coming here and just, you know, talking on and on about whatever I want to talk about. I truly seek God's leading in preparing for the show. Now, we're not experts by any means, but I do know that God is, you know, the wisdom God. God holds all of the keys to wisdom. And I ask to seek his knowledge in all these things that I want to share with you. And as we glorify and love him and praise him, we want to praise his precious and holy name. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. And we are here for his glory. And I'll emphasize the four because we're here at Four Radio, the Four Radio family. So if many of you didn't know, my title for Ms. Georgia Ambassador is For Cancer. And it's actually spelled F-O-R-E with an exclamation point. Kind of like the first four, first nine, the back nine on a golf course. It's like four. But we're here for his glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm feeling powered up by the glory of God already. So I'm excited about the show. We're going to share with you about what it means for you and me, you know, to praise God's precious and holy name, the name above all names. So I like to start off my show with a prayer, and I want to ask everyone, wherever you are, if you're driving, just listen and pause and just kind of listen to God speaking to your heart and just ask yourself for a moment, what do you need? What is your heart telling you? What does your heart really need? Ask God, what do you want for me? And ask yourself, when people look at me, do they see the characteristics of Christ? When people meet me or watch me or see me or think of me, do I reflect God's love and praise? Do I praise his precious and holy name daily? Do I rise up and go to bed, you know, thinking of my Lord and King, Jesus Christ, the name above all names? In Exodus, God says, I am that I am. Now, God has a special name. His name is Yahweh. And he says, I am the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another. Isaiah 42:8. Amen. All right. So I want to go ahead and continue on with a special discussion about the name above all names, who is Christ Jesus. The psalmist recognized that his special name belonged only to the Most High God. And it says in Psalms 83:18 also, you alone whose name is the Lord are the Most High over all the earth. The earth is a big place, and I don't know about you and me, but I sometimes look at all the crazy things that are going on in the world today and just say, wow, I'm just one little small little piece of the puzzle or the equation. The world is big and the universe is bigger, but eternity is even bigger. And God is bigger and greater and more powerful than we can ever fathom or imagine. The Bible is filled with many references to who Jesus is, his life, his lordship, and what he came here to do. So he's not just the name above all names. He's also carrying some very, very serious titles, and the verses in God's word cover these. There's over 50 names, Maria, and titles of Jesus in the Bible. That's amazing. Wow. I named for myself. I had three names. I have my maiden name. I have my soon-to-be married name, and then I have, of course, the name that was given to me at birth. I have a first name, a middle name, and a last name. But God gave his son Jesus 50 names and titles. The first being the Almighty One, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, Revelations 1:8. Revelations is, of course, for many of you that know the Bible, in the last book of the Bible, it talks about the coming of the Lord in Revelations. He reminds us that he is the Almighty One. He also tells us in the beginning of the Bible, the Alpha and the Omega, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Also, Revelations 22:13. There are numerous places in the Bible and all those pages in between, from the front of the Bible to the back of the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, that tell you who God is, who Christ is, who is Holy Spirit. The three in one is the Trinity. Now we have Jesus, who is the Son of God, or they call him the Son of Man. We have God, who is the Father. And the Holy Spirit can go for you in intercessions and grumblings and speak to God on your behalf. He is there for you. The Holy Spirit is your guide in your daily life. Reach to him, talk to him, share with him your hopes, your thoughts, your dreams. Tell him your passions. Tell him your failures. Ask him to hear you. Ask him to go to God and put it all at his feet. And Jesus will miraculously come into your life and seek you and also save you and give you eternal life. The Bible tells us that our purpose as believers in Christ is to be conformed to Christ's image so that we can reflect his characteristics in all the things that we do. So for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine us to be conformed to the image of his Son. So we were actually born from our parents into the image and the likeness of God's Son. How powerful is that? Romans 8:29 tells us this. And then being conformed into Christ's image is really the goal of Christian life. So in other words, simply being born in the Spirit at our new birth is not enough. We need to learn how to walk in the Spirit and how to show forth his love and how to live his life. We need to live it here, now, in the moment. We need to put in our actions that we already possess it in our heart. We need scripture that helps us to emphasize that this is the purpose of our existence as Christians. And we need to love others with the Christ kind of love and share his wisdom, walk in his power, extend his peace, patience, and joy. Oh, yeah, patience. That's a tough one. But yes, we're called to be patient with one another. We're called to be patient with ourselves. We have so much put on our shoulders. We need to lift it up and just release it to God and bask in his joy, bask in his glory, run into his arms and just be his children. He just wants to love us. He just wants to care for us. And we need to give it to him. After all, listen, if we're not Christ-like at heart, we're not becoming noticeably more for him or like him. If I have missed this, and I totally miss God's purpose for my life, Maria, so it doesn't matter what else I accomplish in this kingdom, okay? It doesn't matter what else I accomplish for his kingdom or here on earth. So let's not miss the opportunity to live a purpose-fulfilling life for Christ in the light of his love and his glory for him. God has given each of us so many talents and abilities. Amen. And one of mine, I praise him for, it's being a writer. I was given the gift to write at a very young age. I began writing songs, Maria, when I was a little girl. I was playing ukulele. I was traveling around and singing in various choruses, singing, and I was on the front magazine cover of magazines. I had recording sessions when I was, 11, 12 years old. I sang on a record when I was, in sixth grade. I mean, God kept putting me out there in the forefront and asking me to receive words into my heart and go out of my heart onto the paper. Now, Mother Teresa once was saying to people when she was walking the earth that she was just a pencil in God's hand. I love that, Maria, because I can so relate. So many times in my life, God has given me that pencil, has given me that idea, that thought, or that, that just channeling of his love. And I have been able to receive and recognize that it is a talent or a gift that he's given me. And since a child and professionally spending over 30 years, I was blessed to parent my two sons, AJ and Nick, on a writer's salary. And praise God for that. I mean, really, it just happened. It wasn't like I just woke up one day and said,
I think I'll be a writer. Although people do that, mm-hmm. and they're very successful. God put that seed in me, okay, and from a very young age. Now, I want to share with you something kind of fun. I love Shakespeare, okay? I love poetry. I love writing. And every day in our lives, I want people to think of it like this, okay? It's like being on stage and the curtain goes up. What happens? You're now suddenly on a stage performing. We're performing in our daily lives, all kinds of initiatives and activities. God and others are always watching, especially if you're a Christian. God sees the unseen, what even our eyes cannot see. People are always paying attention to what we say, what we're doing, our behaviors, and our events, and what we participate in, and who we're hanging out with. And you know what, and Maria, they're also hanging on our every word. I want to say that again. People are paying attention to our behaviors, our events, and they're hanging on our every word. That's so important to remember. Now, curtain up. Inner stage, William Shakespeare. That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Romeo and Juliet, Romeo monologue and Juliet meet and fall in love in Shakespeare's lyrical tale of star-crossed lovers. It doesn't end quite well, but I think it does also depict the curtain up kind of thought that we all are on stage. Okay, but a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. I'll tell you, William Shakespeare was very smart, brilliant man. Of course, everyone knows that. If you take any literary class, you'll know that he was very highly esteemed for his plays. However, Jesus calls himself first the Rose of Sharon. I'm making a comparison and contrast here. The comparison being that which we call a rose, however, Jesus himself first called the Rose of Sharon, and then the Lily of the Valleys. Many of us know what the Lily of the Valley looks like. If you don't, you can Google it, and you'll see a picture of what a Lily of the Valley. They're very beautiful. The Rose of Sharon, which is all of the flowers that God has made, the rose, take it all in all, is the loveliest and the sweetest, they're saying, but the Savior calls himself in the text of the Lily of the Valleys, and we now have to consider, what is this second title, and what is it intended to teach us? What does he mean when he says, I'm the Lily of the Valleys? Supposing that the Lily of the Valleys is the flower, which we know by that name, you all remember, if you've seen one, or if you haven't, Google it, and you'll see how graceful it is. It's pretty with little white bells, range from a row of tapering stalks, and it appears to hide itself modestly under the shade of its broad, beautiful green leaves. And why was this chosen? Maybe because the lily is of a beautiful white color, perhaps, and it does represent purity. So you know how pure the Lord Jesus Christ was. Never at any time did he think or say or do anything that was perceived as sinful. As a child, as a boy, and as a man, Christ was absolutely free. But the Lily of the Valley, because it has a drooping head, the flower, you'll see that in the pictures, it retires behind the shade of its broad green leaves instead of thrusting itself forward, very humble in its appearance, see? And it can be taken as an emblem of lowliness or humility. And so it serves to remind us of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we will try in conclusion to apply the subject to ourselves so that we can be better by God's blessing for having talked about it and thought about it. We have the example of the Lord Jesus Christ proposed in us. He is perfect, and we can never hope to be perfect like him. But we can become, by the kind of help of his Holy Spirit, more and more like him all the time. 2 Corinthians 3:18 is a scripture that perfectly describes God's purpose for us as Christians. We're all becoming changed to the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And the scripture also tells us that Christ is to be magnified and reflected and glorified. Shine forth, everyone. Shine forth the light from your bodies, and whatever you do, we are to do it for his glory. not for our own, not for our own recognition, no, for His glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31 is the reference here, and 1 Peter 4:11 summarizes this by saying, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. Why? So that God in all things may be glorified. Again, glorifying God simply just means reflecting His likeness in the things that we do. It means unlearning all of our old ways of thinking and doing and allowing Him to show forth, manifest, and express His characteristics through us. It means removing every hindrance, every obstacle in our way, and every blockage in our life that chooses to quench the Spirit, so that He can be clearly seen through us, just as the Father was perfectly seen through Jesus Christ, His Son. Hebrews 1:3 says, Jesus, who was the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person. Furthermore, Jesus goes on to say in John 5:31, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. Wow. You know, if Jesus says this of Himself, oh my goodness, how much more it must be true for us. We are to bear witness of God's image, not of our own. That's so hard because we look in the mirror every day. We see our own image looking back at us, Maria. So I want to just urge our listeners to think, okay, I don't know what, you know, God looks like. I can't see Him. I can maybe feel Him, or I'm not sure I feel Him in my life, but I'm going to reach out to Holy Spirit and ask for His presence, ask for His help. So just think about it. Hey, I'm totally convinced that generally reflecting the Lord in all we think and do throughout the week is a key to our survival. Seeing living examples of Christ is what we bring to our sons and daughters, our friends, our acquaintances, our coworkers, our neighbors. When they see Christ's real love through us, they hear His supernatural wisdom through us and experience His love and power through us, they'll know that, yes, Jesus is surely for real. He is alive and He cares. Nothing will bring others to saving knowledge of Christ faster than seeing genuine living examples of God's love. And nothing will turn them away quicker than the phoniness and hypocrisy. Therefore, we must be genuine in our hearts. We must love Him with all we have and show and demonstrate to others what we have to give, which is from our heart, which comes from God. It's the reason we're called. It's the purpose in our lives. And it's what will bring others to Christ. Listen up. Jesus is the name above all names. All we are calling on is the name of the Holy Righteous Father God and His Son in our daily lives. We're seeking and asking for Holy Spirit to guide and make intercessions for us to the Father who is God. He is the Almighty God. He is the reason for everything, the reason for our existence. It isn't about us. It's about the revelation of Christ. It's about His righteousness. He wants us to be a reflection of Him. And the question is, how do we become a reflection of Him? How do we conform more to His image? How do we accomplish this in our daily lives? So I want to urge you, own your tomorrow. Get better at praising Him. Get better at spending time with Him. Give Him your all. Give your all to Jesus. Because let's reflect on just a few of the names of our King and praise Him. Let's praise the one who gave His life for us, Maria. Let's praise the one who died for our sins so that we could live in eternity with Him. Just some of the names we praise you now. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Emmanuel. Praise you, Christ. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Master. Praise you, Son of Man. Praise you, Son of God. We thank you, and we thank everyone for coming to Tamara's Table to hear this message tonight. I hope that it got through to someone. Even if it got through to one person, then I feel that this show was helpful, Maria. I would like to share with everyone now a prayer to hear God's Spirit a little clearer in your life. I know I need it. Let me tell you, I'm covered up with work, all kinds of, you know, family and obligations and, you know, things to do for
my little dogs and, you know, I'm busy just like everyone else. Everyone has their own thing. There are people who are sick and suffering. There are people who I'm praying for. I have friends who have cancer who I'm praying for their fight. You know, there's so much going on. But I wanted to share this prayer with you because if you're like me, you need it. We all need it. All right, let's bow our heads for a moment and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, here I am in your presence. Speak to me, Lord. Fill me with your spirit and transform me. Give me the gift of your hearing and obeying your voice. Let me tune in with your Holy Spirit that I may hear his call. Let me not hesitate or be afraid, for when the Lord speaks, his will must be done. Let me listen to and trust your voice. Teach me, please, to pretend not anything, but to only seek you, seek your teaching, and focus completely on you. Let me abandon from myself and present myself as a living sacrifice to the Almighty God, all for the glory and honor of the King of Kings. Please accept my prayer, Lord, O loving Father, in the name of your beloved daughter or son. And we also thank you for your beloved son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So I'd like to know if anyone, I hope we have some time. Is there anyone that would like to call in a prayer request? We have a number, 347-857-3760. We'd be happy to pray with you. Also, if you would like, you know, you can call in and we'll help you with you're just praying for you over the next week. We'll be praying a general prayer for you, for certain. I don't know if we have any more time. I think we're running out.
Actually, we do have a caller. I don't know if she would like to speak. Her mic is live. So if you would like to talk and speak to Tamara, you're more than happy to. Just introduce yourself. If not, then don't say anything. But we do have a caller. So
okay, great.
No matter what, Tamara, there's people listening and the Lord is working. So, and if the caller would like to say anything, she can talk now. If not, then you
Hello?
Can close out.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there she is.
Oh!
Yes, we can.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
We can
Hi.
Hear you very well. How are you tonight?
Good. Well, great. I'm trying to get well, and I love prayer, a miraculous healing. I have a problem with my neck, shoulder, upper back. Anyway, it's been really excruciating, the pain, and it's kind of handicapped me since I've had this. So I want to get through this and finish, you know.
Well, absolutely. You know, we'd be happy to say a prayer for you if you would like.
I appreciate that.
Let me introduce. This is Connie Salome. You know who she is. So this is actually the first time you two have spoken.
Hi.
So I'm blessed. Yeah. I'm blessed to watch this come together. So Tamara, this is my most precious Connie, and Connie, this is the most precious Tamara. So I'm blessed that you two are getting together. And yes, Tamara, go ahead and pray for
I'm
Connie.
I'm glad I finally get to meet you, Tamara.
I'm so glad you called in, and I'm hoping that we can pray something that will help you feel better. I'm sorry
Thank
that you're
you.
Having this pain in your body. That's really tough, and no one, you know, of course, wants to be burdened with any kind of pain or suffering, but we know Christ did suffer for our sins, and he doesn't want you to hurt, or he doesn't want you to be feeling ill or any kind of dis-ease in your body, and I'll say a quick prayer for you now, Connie, and we'll just ask him to listen to us. How's that? We'll ask him to come and listen to our prayer. So, Father God, we pray. Yes. Father God, we pray for Connie now. We ask that we all open our ears to listen more for you. We lift up Connie in prayer, and we lift her up for miraculous healing by our miraculous healer, the precious Holy Spirit, who is God, who is also the Son of God, who is Jesus Christ. We believe that you have the power to overcome all things that she is dealing with. So often, Lord, we come to you with lists and demands, but, you know, we don't want to spew them out at you as commands. We want to ask you to move through her body to heal all of the cells and all of the blood and make her whole body a healing body. And whatever is missing, whatever is lacking, Lord, we ask you to fill it up with your light, with your love, with your healing presence. We ask for you, God, to clear any of the noise or the words or any kind of clogging in her body. And we ask that you release her mind of any kind of fog or fear surrounding, you know, this illness and this pain and suffering. Because as we know, Lord, a lot of times pain can cause us to be distracted and tired, and it gives us so much weary feeling when we don't feel well. And God, we just ask you to clear her senses. Oh, Lord, we just ask you to give Connie a heart that's in tune with your word, to give her a body that's fully tuned in perfect precision with your will for her life. And we ask you that we be ever eager to hear your voice here at 4 Radio Family as we continue to love on Connie and give her encouragement and prayer. We ask that those listening who are suffering with any kind of pain or disease, that they will be continually, you know, in your blessing of miraculous healing. We also run to you. We run to you with open arms. And we know that when the Lord speaks, that his will must be done. So, Lord, we ask you to listen to my voice as I pray with Connie and with our listeners today. Please teach us to defend anything that's good and righteous, and to lean completely on you, to lean completely on you even when we have our own doubts, to lean completely on you when we are feeling sick or tired or discouraged. Illness in our body can have us feel many things, Lord, and we want you to fill Connie up and our listeners who are also suffering with any kind of disease in their body with just a perfect love. Perfect love casts out all fear. And so we ask for all of that to be removed. We ask you to present ourselves as a living sacrifice to you, and that we honor and glorify you in our bodies, in our temples, which is our bodies that you've given us. And we pray to the King of Kings. We ask you to accept my prayer, O loving Father, in the name of Jesus, your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you and we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope that it helps. And, you know, we'll be here for you. And certainly anyone else who is listening on the call, and maybe you're a little shy to call in tonight, but maybe in a follow-on call you might be comfortable to dial in. This call, you know, is for you. This show is for you. You know, like I said, you know, we don't get on here just to talk like a clanging bell or cymbal. Although there's a bell, that's funny that I said that, that a bell rang. Sorry, I'm laughing. That's too funny. That to me is an affirmation right there that, you know, I said we're not here to be a clanging bell or cymbal, and then the bell went off. I think that our time is wrapping up on the show, but you know what? God's time is eternity. And we thank you so much for showing up for those of you that came tonight. We ask you to invite your friends and family on the oncoming shows that we have, that we'll be scheduling. Stay tuned for more information. And thanks for coming to our show tonight. This is Tamara Savino, your Miss Georgia Ambassador for Cancer on 4Radio.com.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away.
4Radio.com.